Virgin Hub.
Quiet on the creek. Quiet on the creek. Quiet on the creek.
Gotta be quiet.
Very demure.
Quiet.
Very mindful.
Real quiet on the creek.
Very demure. Very mindful.
Quiet on the creek. Quiet on the creek.
Oh, too loud.
What's up? You guys are listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon.
I don't think
get some law and order in here.
Big Shannon and Ray Nitty.
Listen. Y'all made that man delete his comments. He right with y'all with this nonsense.
That's funny as ever.
Y'all are all in cahoots. That's the word for it. Y'all are all in cahoots.
Man, this is good, y'all. This is so good.
This is real good. You know, this made my week.
It's also very dangerous. Very dangerous.
Y'all gonna have me fired by tomorrow.
Okay. Regathering ourselves here. We talking about the stay-at-home boyfriend. We talked about the workforce and women forcing white straight men out of the workforce. Well, we didn't talk about it. The lady on Fox 6.
Fox News
said something about it, and Shannon prepared for us what a meal using those ingredients. It was delicious. I hope you all enjoyed it. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. You could also text that number as well. Maybe Shannon, anything else? Anything else? We want to talk before we go to segment two?
I said, no. Honestly, that's all I wanted to say. If I was like a millionaire and I had a stay-at-home boyfriend that actually was worth anything, I'd be fine with that. But what we are seeing now are men that are electing to stay home and also not do nothing there either. And like I said, you have a few conversations with these people and they'd be like, that's a woman's job. Cooking and cleaning, and then they jobless, but they want her at work, come home and do everything. It'd be different if people were just getting in where they fit in and it was a partnership where if I work, you do this and help out. If you do that, I'll do this. But it ain't like that. It ain't a whole lot of give and take. It's just give, give, give. And then you go to Fox 6 News and you got that lovely woman talking how women is pushing white straight men out the workforce, and this is why all the men's want to stay at home.
Oh man,
that's what happened today on this episode.
All right, so this is hour two with the lunch break crew. Big Shannon, Lil Nitty, and DJ Brother Z. DJ Lil Brother Z. You know,
DJ Brother Z.
All right. Roles reversed. Staying on this topic, I don't know if we're going to get to the following your dreams one, are we? I don't think we are. We'll see, though.
I think we can, because a lot of these men need to, you know what?
The dream is to be a stay-at-home boyfriend. I'm following it.
That's literally what people, you know, that's why I'm like, you know what?
Get you a sugar baby like me. Sugar babies is funny as hell. Like, what is a sugar baby? That is, who made that up?
Probably a sugar daddy.
Out here. Can't even date. The young man is trying to turn me into a sugar mama. I'm scared, y'all. Can't even date.
Shoot, they like
shit. They like, is you gonna pay my bills or no?
She take her dog to a barber, like a hair appointment that pull up. It's sweet over there.
Yes.
That program sweet.
Look, the man's trying to get that them benefits. They like, look, have my barber pull up.
So maybe we'll see how quick this subject goes, but I don't think our cousin's going to let us just get past this. Are the men actually stepping up? Are they, Shannon?
That's literally what I was just talking about. I don't feel like most men are, or I don't feel like they feel comfortable enough to be like, oh, okay, like, I do understand she's working. I'm going to get in where I fit in. Like I said, I don't have a problem if it was a partnership where somebody is stepping up and picking slack after I work. Sure, why not? But that's just not what's happening. And I think they, like, I don't know, I'm going to let you read the stats, but I feel like a lot of divorces come from that, right? Mm-hmm. Where people are basically saying, I'm working, and he's not carrying the emotional labor. He's not even doing the non-paid labor at home. Gotta come home and I gotta scrub the floor.
I'm not
like, what is happening?
What was that?
That was Brother Z.
Cousin Jasmine said, it's not the black woman because DEI. I see what you did there. So the short answer is no. New research out of the University of Bath. What the hell? What college is this?
They're making stuff up now.
University of Bath. I just said it.
This says new research. I'm going to have to Google this university. University of Bath found mothers report 67% more household management than fathers on average. And this holds true regardless of how much money the woman earns or whether she's the primary breadwinner. Employment and higher earnings do reduce a mother's physical workload, but they do not reduce her cognitive/mental labor. The planning, remembering, scheduling, my wife be like, damn. She'd just be like, I'm not answering you no more. Well, I'm like, where are my keys at? She's like, I don't know. Scheduling.
She'd be having to, you figure it out.
And orchestration on that right now. And organizing that keeps the household running. Researchers call this gendered cognitive sickness. Is there a name for this? By contrast. Yes, ma'am. What was that, man?
Ray, please.
Oh. By contrast, when fathers earn more or work more, both their physical and cognitive household work drops. Meaning income and time don't buy men and women out of housework the same way. Right. A Warthorne economist described this as an existential problem for men. The old logic of he earns more, so she handles more at home is being upended by the jobs data. But the cultural infrastructure to absorb that shift doesn't yet exist, meaning household habits haven't caught up to the new income reality. I think we kind of was talking about that earlier, right, Shannon? When we said
that's exactly what I was saying.
You know, you can't change a diaper. You gotta ask how to. So yeah, I think, Shannon, you smoked this episode. You really killed all of this in the first hour. We talked about all of this.
Because, look, I stinked it. That's why I said, like, I know. I'm grateful and I'm happy that I know men that are willing to step up. Like. Actually, and like really be like that partner. I do know men like that, and I do know men that do actually try. But the reality is not that out here. Like when I go on dates or when I just talk to random people outside, like, or I watch TikTok and YouTube, I'm like, these men's is horrible. It is scary out here. The likeliness of a woman bringing in the money and then marrying a man that not only wants to be baby girl, a passenger princess, but also not take on the other household stuff. It's so high out here. I'm scared. Yes, they trying to take my dog pet place. Like I said, it's not even like they want to come in and just be like, let me help you where I can.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they want to call the shots, but they don't want to work. They don't want to clean. They don't even want to hear you. Don't let you be educated. They still, well, I'm the man. You shut up. Degrees don't mean nothing. Like, dang. Oh, okay. That's all. And then, and like you said, the studies show that this is real. If you find a gym that's willing to work with you, sure. Be a sugar mama, if you will. Take care of that man. If he's a good man, Savannah, do it. But the sad reality is a lot of them.
You ain't slick. You said Savannah.
He's a good man, Savannah. Y'all don't remember that sound? What, brother? I'm going to send it to you.
He's a good man. He's a good man. He's a good man.
That boy is good. I'm just saying.
What's she... No, I'm thinking about a different clip.
Yeah, I got to send the sound. But yeah, if he's a good man, he's actually like while you work doing all these things and really lightening your load and not adding to the work, have at it.
Miss Shannon, we have...
But if you're just adopting a baby, no.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry.
I'm sorry for speaking without permission. Miss Shannon, we have Brother Key online. Permission to take his call?
Permission granted. I don't... Ray, please.
Key, you have been granted permission to speak, my dear brother. Tread light.
Yeah, I see. Nah, what's up, y'all? I just wanted to... man, y'all been on point today. I'm not going to lie. But, man, to that culture shift, I couldn't have, put it better. I'm kind of living in a unique situation, like, culturally, I would say. My wife... like makes double what I make, you know. But like you said, like we both work completely full time, this and that. But it's also like I gotta be able to learn how to cook. You know, our son turned one on Saturday, and this past year has been a learning curve like no other. She got it way faster than I did, but I had to step up. Had some quite a bit of arguments and different things, but. Man, this new quote unquote generation, like it's this new version of a relationship it can look a lot of different ways, but yeah, even just being quote unquote being a man and making less than my wife, like that was tough for me for a while and this and that, but I couldn't do what I love if it wasn't for her like stabilizing the crib and like just it's so much more to it and just. I don't know. Nuance. So.
I get you, brother. You all right? You holding up over there?
Man.
Man, right. Don't be acting
like we'll talk about the real offline.
Hey, man. I got some real easy recipes, bro, that you could cook. It's very, you know, it don't take a lot. And she'll be smitten by that, bro. I'm telling you. Like, we need to have more support groups for men. Know what I'm saying? Show, like, yo, this is how you cook this, bro. You got an el dente the pasta, fam. She'll love it, fam. And, you know, just let me know, bro. Hit me offline. I got you, fam. I got you.
I bet. Love, my brother.
Love.
Y'all talking about some you holding up, okay? I'm telling all y'all wives. I'm taking a list. Y'all acting like y'all getting treated rough.
Oh, man. Oh, oh boy. What does
what I will say.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's a good man. You hear what he said? He said, listen, I'm learning. It's been a learning curve, but I'm trying. Like I said, it's hard to get men to understand. Like, yo, like, if you realize she is carrying the weight of the work, step in where you can. Learn. TikTok is here. There's so much stuff you can learn. Bruh. And like you said, Ray made making a man support group. Come on. Look.
I said we need
ways
one.
You can learn things.
I need support. Somebody, how do y'all just do these dishes, man? First of all, I got like dishes trauma from how I grew up. Like me and my sister, we had to like, and you know, we, Man, I come from a family of immigrants, man. Like, moms was like the Harriet Tubman for the family, like Underground Railroad to citizenship. You know what I'm saying? So we always had a house full of family members. And, you know, it was really on me, my sister, and my cousin at the time to do the dishes for about a household of, man, we probably had 13 people at one time living in the crib.
Damn.
You feel what I'm saying? So, like,
I had a small restaurant.
Man, not even. It was like a bodega.
It's a like, basketball team.
Straight up. So, you know, we had to do, when it was your week to do the dishes, you had to do the dishes. And sometimes there'd be so many dishes, you'd be like, I'm not doing it. But the consequences was you had to do an extra week. So imagine, like, you just, like, looking at a upper yard kitchen full of damn dishes and Caribbean sauces and spices all over the damn place that, you know, you like, man, I'm not doing this today, fellas. So now you looking at a month worth of dishes for 13 people. And I vowed to myself, I'm never doing dishes again when I have kids.
You still on strike?
That strike is running out. My daughter already in college. Son on the way. He about to start his junior year. And my wife was like, so what are we going to do about these dishes when these kids are out of the house? this is how strategic women be. They'll have this conversation 2 years in advance.
Listen,
essentially, she
knew
saying,
it was coming. I know that's right.
She like she Negro. Who the hell said we had Hunger Games at the house? Who said that? You know what? We'll be right back.
Don't mind it, man.
On the menu. Read what's on the menu, Ray.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. Who run the world?
Thank you. Shannon.
Hey.
Yes.
I'm in charge.
Does that work, Madame Shannon?
You did a good job today. Keep it up. Y'all might be able to keep y'all jobs after this episode.
RC is funny.
Yeah, you hear that, Anita?
We earned our keep. Oh my! I'm not reading that, RC. Shannon, you can read it in your spare time.
Okay.
And you decide if you want to read that on air.
Oh my God. You know.
Go ahead.
We don't skip.
I'm trying to be that dog. Bark when you come home. Lick your hand or face. Bark when somebody at the door. All I need is 3 meals a day.
That's a lot. 3?
That's what the comment said. 3. Listen. Yeah.
You know, a dog get one bowl
so you get
sat
one meal
down
in the morning. It's up to you to make that work.
Apollo get one bowl of food sat down. He better ration that out until the next bowl gets sat down the next morning.
You figure that out.
Jingles came downstairs meowing loud like meow.
Oh, man.
He ain't had no Friskies Jingles. In 3 days.
Right. See, right, what you doing? I'm feeding the cat.
He on a diet.
Accusations.
He on a diet. He on a diet.
Oh my goodness.
It's the dog fault though, Apollo.
Say what now?
Apollo will max his bowl and then go start eating out the cat food. Look at this. Would you look at this? A dog eating out the bowl.
Look, that's why they said it.
Somebody come and look at this.
Oh my goodness. Mm-mm-mm.
All right, Shannon. So,
somebody said I'm willing to negotiate.
That's what compromise.
RV said he's willing to negotiate.
That's who want to bark when you come home and do the other thing. Hey, Zach tried to hold the brakes when he started reading the second sentence. He's like, lick your hand and face.
No, I just wanted to say it more sensual.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man.
We've been laughing this whole episode. No, this is supposed to be serious conversation, y'all.
It has been serious.
Been a good time. We all the way in hour two, man. We only got 30 minutes left with y'all.
If that. Because we got two breaks left. A 2025 YouGov survey found 81% of men living with a partner were confident they were pulling their fair share of chores. Oh, we can't do this.
Really?
We can't.
Such a lie.
Why don't you read it?
Oh, my God.
88% thought they was pulling their fair share.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Doing a great damn job. But Bureau of Labor Statistics, time used data shows women still average nearly 2 hours a day on cooking, cleaning, yard work, roughly double what their male partners average. Men have increased their housework time over recent decades, mostly in meal preparation. We cooking. But overall, the gaps persist. It's often cited by women as a reason for divorce. Damn! Harvard UW-Madison sociologist Allison Daminger, I don't like that last name, research found women carrying a heavy mental load report higher anxiety and burnout and notably lower political participation tied directly to how much they carry at home. Damn. Women ain't even voting because they tired of niggas. That's crazy. Like, how we do that one? I'm sick of this nigga. I ain't even going to vote today.
They forcing us out of stuff, if anything.
That's crazy. Forced you out your right.
Like, you know what?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She said Anita going to be.
88% thought they were doing their thing. They like,
it was 81%, Shannon.
81.
Not 88.
Doing a great job.
Ah, man. Okay, Anita, she said duty calls at 1:30, so appreciate y'all today. Much love. I really needed the laughs today. Man, appreciate you tuned in with us. Cause
for sure. Anita always rocking with us.
Said Anita going to be the new co-host. Jazz the new producer. What is going on? You gonna have Jazz go? Who said
Shannon? That was Shannon that said that. Lunch break.
That was Shannon that said that. I'm reading it like it was somebody else. I'm done with this segment, man.
We overthrowing our lunch break.
Just gave Jazzy another part. Jazzy at work right now. She can't produce. She a teacher.
She can produce from school.
Nope. The rules.
I got no tail, girl.
I'm not going.
The rules of this.
Hey, Jasmine J is on our mic. Yeah.
Sick of
this.
We
got it all figured out.
Harvard. Oh, yeah. We got to that. So women ain't even voting because they tired of men. Or men that made them tired. They're not voting no more. Well, not no more. A lowered participation. But that don't sound like a black woman problem, though, because black women has been turning out in the last few elections. That sound like the others.
So that probably is, because what I will say is the feminism movement is very different for white women than it is for black women. Just throwing that out there. So when we do look at these stats, it's very, I think it's important to remember it is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I think all in all, the general consensus is we sick of you. No, I'm just.
Bruh.
Let me stop.
Damn.
Oh my God. I've been using the hell out of this cough button today. Oh my God.
I'm joking.
That was.
We're working on it.
I could tell we're going to revisit this topic in the near future.
Yeah.
Oh man,
I think it's an important conversation to have.
Man, next segment when we come back, we want to talk about which one we should talk about, Shannon, because we ain't gonna get through everything. We got.
Look, I'm gonna let you pick because I feel like I've been. Look, y'all made it look like I've been dominating this show.
Oh my God, you're gonna let me pick?
I give it to y'all.
Oh my God, I'm not worthy, Miss Shannon. I'm not worthy. Thank you. I'm not worthy of such a.
Oh.
It's a big decision.
Oh man.
You need some time to think
promoted.
About
it.
I don't know. Maybe we talk about men being lonelier in nursing homes. That'd be a good pivot. Yeah. Maybe that's why we're in nursing homes. Damn. Oh, my God.
Yeah. All of this, all roads lead to men playing in people's faces and ended up in the nursing homes. Look, y'all see what happened with LeVar Ball? He lost a half of his foot, and that lady done left because she was tired of him.
She walked out on two feet.
Like, look, I'm tired.
Damn.
Hey, she said, listen, I'm tired. Truth is, I'm tired.
We only got 30 more minutes. We're going to say that for tomorrow as a continuation of this what's the name? So we'll save men are lonelier in nursing homes. Because I think it's a good segue to are nursing homes actually safe for our families? So I think we're gonna save these chunks for tomorrow. But
okay.
I say we could today when we come back from break, y'all, we want to talk about never give up and the cost of quitting too soon. So don't go anywhere, y'all. This is a lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. On the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't let it back.
I know you are tired. I know life has not been easy. But please, do not give up now.
You.
Don't give up.
I say again, never give up. The one who gives up.
What's up? What's up? Welcome back to the lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. You are listening to the award-winning Truth 101.7. If you guys have questions, comments, and concerns, call us 833-212-1017. We've been having a fun conversation today, man. Make sure y'all listen and tap in. We only got a few minutes left with y'all, but tap in. Join the conversation. Hop in the chat on YouTube.
Man, whatever song this is, I like this song a lot. Who's this by?
It's a beautiful song.
Triple T Sounds. Probably AI.
Triple T Sounds. This is smooth.
We even got scammed by AI. I like it. I like it.
Fitting music for our closing topic. Fitting music. The cost of quitting too soon. And we want to talk about some real life examples, right? Let me give y'all some real life examples. And I got a story about a homie that inspired me. And you know, I want us to understand the importance of, like, man, when God gives you a vision, it's our responsibility to uphold that vision. Because he's going to give us all the tools to get to the end goal. But he's also going to give us challenges to see if we deserve the end goal. So a lot of times when things are taking longer for us to see the results that we want to see, it's God just saying, you need a little more practice. You need to go through a little more training. I still need to prepare you a little bit more. So I think it's important that we learn how to be still enough and stay focused enough to stay consistent. And nobody's saying don't take a break. I understand life is busy. We get tired. You got stay-at-home boyfriends distracting you, discouraging you, draining your energy. You don't even want to vote, you know? But you have to find time to not give up on yourself. And I want to give us some real-life examples, right? Matt LeBlanc has said he had just, I don't even know who Matt LeBlanc is, but we're going to figure out who he is. So he had just $11 in his bank account and had seriously considered giving up acting for a real job. And shortly before landing the audition for Friends, which ran for 10 seasons. So imagine if he just, wow, you know, I got $11, that's it.
Damn.
And he gave up because God was testing him. Let me see what you do with this $11 in your account. Is you going to stay disciplined and focused and stay working on the things that you prayed to me for that I'm laying out in front of you? But I got to test you. I got to see if you built for what you asked for. People ask for a lot of things that they don't really deserve or they ain't worked hard enough to get. So are you willing to go through what it is that we need to go through in order to get what it is that we want? So that's one example. That season ran for 10 years. Then we got Robert Pattinson has said that his Twilight audition went so badly he called his parents and told them that he was done. He got the call back and he was Edward Cullen the very next day.
That's wild. Bruh.
That's the Team Edward dude?
Team Edward.
Dang.
Yeah, the main character. Yeah.
He called his parents and said, I'm done. The next day, he got it. And sometimes we be giving up and God don't give up on us, though.
And didn't that movie have like three or four different
movies?
Come on,
man. It had all types of movies.
Man, that movie was huge.
I had the whole DVD collection.
He almost, man.
Shut up, Shannon. Sorry, yeah, sorry, Shannon. Sorry, Shannon.
You
sorry,
said you had the whole DVD collection.
You had right? enough.
It was all Blu-ray. It was Blu-ray.
You said I was dead enough for us.
I don't feel like I'm not taking this no more.
But Team Edward.
Then we have Amy Adams, was in her early 30s and ready to give up acting altogether. She gave herself a few more auditions, and one of them was Enchanted, which led to her first Oscar nomination. Yeah. Noah Centineo. Yeah, that had what he described. What is funny, Shed?
Listen, Zach over here talking about it's all because he was Team Edward. Zach do be stirring the pot.
He do, dog. He be cooking, dog. He be cooking the pot.
Oh my goodness.
Noah Centineo had what he described as an existential crisis about quitting acting early and considered moving to another country. Shortly after, he booked The Fosters, which led directly to All the Boys I've loved before. I don't know what that means. That was strange. But he almost gave up. These is just a few examples. It's a few examples. But I wanna give you all a real example. I got a good friend of mine. He was doing podcasting before podcasting was even a thing, right? Before people even understood what podcasting was. And I want to say it had to be maybe 2017. I could be wrong, but it was a while ago. Him and Jasmine, if I'm not mistaken, alongside with Ivy. So Jadon, Jasmine, and Ivy, they put something on a while ago called Podcast Festival, the Podcast Festival. And it was so new, people didn't even know, like, what the hell is a podcast festival? They didn't know what it was. People didn't even know what podcasts were, you know? And he was like, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be big. It's going to be a market. It's going to be so much revenue. At the time, wasn't no revenue in it. Let's start there as well. It was not a market. If I'm... Check me if I'm lying. There was no market for podcasts like that. I ain't saying they didn't exist. But I know for 100% there was no such thing as a podcast festival. And what they did is they had a bunch of the other podcasts from the city. Gave them an hour or 30 minutes to have a topic. And they created an open discussion. And the audience participated. All of that stuff that we see it now where they talking about, like, let's discuss it live or whatever, you know, the podcast people that they go on a tour. Like, yeah, that was egos and opinions. That was the podcast festival. They did that on a large scale before it was even to scale. They also brought, at the time, I want to say the name of the podcast was Inglorious Bastards or something like that. Charlemagne the God. And Andy, whoever the other guy is. Oh, he's actually in the chat right now. Look at that. Shouts out to Weave in the chat. And I'm glad he's here because I bothered him. He's like, you know, he stepped away from it. He stepped away from it. Life happened, had kids, grew in his job, bought two houses. He was getting money. And probably saw a podcast that was costing them money, you know, and it's a lot of growing pains when you develop in a business or a dream. But those growing pains, I think it's God testing us, preparing us for what's greater. And I hope he calls in so we can have this conversation. You know, I was to the point damn near harassing, bro, to the point where he was almost like, man, bro, it is what it is. Just like kind of like stop asking me about this, bro. I'm not doing it.
Leave me alone.
Right. On his Dave Hollister. Leave me alone. So I'm like, damn, all right. Then a couple like year or two go by and behold, Black Effect Podcast Network, Charlemagne the God. Who I know Charlemagne never saw a podcast festival in his life, came to Milwaukee. I think they even said on stage, it's like, I don't even know what a podcast festival is, but we here. And what, 10 years later, Black Effect Podcast is doing probably the biggest podcast festival in the world. And it's not, I'm saying that to say, like, so many things like this have happened to me as well. Things that people have encouraged me to continue to do. And I just you know what? Like, I'm on something else right now. But as a human, for me, Shannon, like, it Brilliant Idiots is what it was called. And for me, it's like, damn, I got to watch these people just do my dream. Like, I ain't shared it with them and told them what was going on, and now they just... So
they're following the blueprint.
So exactly. So, and I feel like we're going to need more time to get into this tomorrow as well. But I think it is very important that we stay consistent. Now, if you just don't want to do it, no, you don't got the passion for it no more, then that's fine. I get it. But when you got a gift, a God-given gift, and a natural talent, I think we do ourselves, others, society, a disservice by not living out to the greatness that we do have within us. And I hope bro could call and share his perspective. I know he in the chat. He probably working on some multi-million dollar energy contract out there in Texas or something. I get it, bro. You rich. I get it. Bro was online popping his stuff. Pause. He had hit some stocks. He hit some stocks. I was like, man, you know, he's kicking it. He's living good. I get it. But this is somebody that I believe in so much that I didn't want to see them, like, not doing something that I know was super special. But hopefully this is him calling. We're going to talk to him after the break if it is him. So, yeah, that is him. That is him. So we'll talk to him on the other side of the break, Shannon. Maybe Shannon got some questions for him as well. But don't go anywhere. This is The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere. Prodigy,
cook it up.
What up, y'all? What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Real quick on the menu. Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Interested in volunteering? Visit Truth's website at 1017thetruth.com to complete a volunteer form by emailing Sierra.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. That is Sierra.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations, Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Assurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee Department of Community Wellness and Safety, and Ascension. Welcome back, y'all, to The Lunch Break on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We got the homie Weave on the line. Weave, how you feeling, boss?
Yo.
You live with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon, man. We good, boss. She, you know, Shannon, she shut the show down today.
Man, she's always, she's amazing.
All right, chill.
How y'all doing, though?
Oh, thank you.
We doing good.
All right, where we starting at, man?
Hey, man.
He took a sigh. He said, "Leave me alone."
Hey, man, floor is yours.
Well,
boss.
I think, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, the podcast started organically, right? And I think we happened to take off faster than any of us anticipated. And I think my biggest mistake, just looking back now, was having that conversation with my co-host to understand what she wanted out of this as well. Because I've been talking to you about podcasting since like 2014, but in typical fashion, I would talk about it but never see it through. And Ivy was like, okay, listen, bro, if I got to join this as well to get the wheels turning, let's lock in. But we didn't know that it would take off the way it did. And I mean, bro, it was a lot, fam. You know, my son had just turned a year, you know, and it took me away from my household. It took me away from my child. You know, COVID happened. Like, it was a lot going on. And yeah, it wasn't no money in the podcasting. Now everybody making millions of dollars. You know, it's like digging for the treasure and stopping right before you hit. Pause.
Whoa.
You know,
Jesus.
But it's like, so there's some trauma associated with it as well, because I did have, and I mean, whatever, I'll kind of just talk my stuff, right? Like, I had the city on my phone. Like, I was doing it at a level that my peers weren't. I was attaining things, building relationships. Like, I would have never thought I'd see myself on the same stage as Charlamagne. Took a phone call, shot with his manager, y'all, come on. The money didn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything to propel my platform to where I felt it needed to be, or to put me in the rooms with the people I felt I could be a part of. Now it's like, I look at it, you can't watch a TV show without hearing a podcast associated with it, a movie, whatever the case may be. And I remember having a conversation with the Bucks for a $10,000 sponsorship. And I had to put together this presentation to explain to them what that purple app on the iPhone was, you know, like how it would be the next source of media. And so when you're putting in this type of work, bro, and yeah, to my fault, you know, I think there are certain things that I could have done differently. But like, you know, COVID, like once COVID happened, it was over. Like I'll never forget my last pod was when Kobe died. And it was just like, you know, we were still masked up. You know, one of my homies was just like, yo, whatever, get tested, stick the stuff up your nose, you good, let's rock and let's record, you know? And it just became a lot. I was trying to buy a house. I was getting into my job. I had a daughter, and my wife is like, hey, with the first child, I held it down completely. I washed all the dishes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was living like the stay-at-home husband. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was just one of those situations where, like, I had to kind of reassess. And when I looked at my daughter, bro, and I started identifying moments that I did not remember with my son, that's when I knew I messed up, and I had to kind of reassess what was worth it. And that's when I walked away. Now these kids are self-sufficient. So, like, yeah, diving back in today is a different conversation, but, you know, it was a lot.
Man, bro, we gonna need more time to get into this, man. Maybe we maybe we follow this up tomorrow. We got a lot we didn't get into, but man, appreciate you calling in, bro. We gonna talk to you for sure again, bro. But you know, it's always love. Love you, bro, and proud of you for sure.
Listen, love to it. Shannon, you are the GOAT. I love everything about what you do here. Continue being great.
Thank you so much. Y'all. Thank you.
All right. Hey, you just forgot about
y'all. Man, heard it here first. Exactly. Shannon the GOAT. This is David Ruffin, and these are my temptations.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. Oh, man. Shannon, take us home, man. Sign us off. We out.
Of course. Man, thanks for rocking with us at the lunch break. You are listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Listen, stay put, because we got the Grapevine with Manon, and then we got Jazzy with the tap-in. So you do not want to miss this lineup. Make sure you guys head over to YouTube, join the conversation for every single show. And with us, call us 833-212-1017. Join all the conversations. And make sure you follow the host, Ray Nitty, R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I, and myself, maybe Shannon, M-A-Y-B-E-S-H-A-N-N-O-N. And then follow us on Facebook at The Lunch Break. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place.
We out!
You in charge, I want to hear you say that. Say it!
I'm in charge.
You're my partner.
I know.
Say I'm in charge.
I'm in charge.
We Craig and Day-Day. Just kick back, relax. You heard what happened to the last security guard.
You didn't even hear what happened to the last security guard.
Excuse me, what?
Very demure, very mindful.
Don't mind the back.